This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, was accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan in the national capital this morning. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed the President of Angola. Speaking to the media, President Lourenço highlighted that this state visit marks the first in 38 years, making it a significant moment for Angola. President Lourenço expressed his delegation's deep appreciation for the warm and hospitable reception they received from the people of India.
Capital da República da Índia.
Just arrived at the city of New Delhi, which is the capital city of the Republic of India, to hold this state visit, which is taking place after 38 years when President José Eduardo dos Santos, the former president of the Republic of Angola, came to the Indian soil to establish and strengthen the bilateral relations between the two countries. We see this visit as a signal which is very important.
President Lourenço also paid tribute to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, at Rajghat. Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi will hold delegation-level talks with the President of Angola in New Delhi. Several agreements are expected to be signed between the two countries following the talks to boost bilateral cooperation in various fields. In Goa, six persons have lost their lives and over 80 others were injured in a stampede at the Sri Lerai Jatra festival in Shirgaon village at Bicholim today. The incident occurred early this morning when thousands of devotees thronged the temple to witness and participate in the centuries-old ritual at the temple where barefoot nuns walk across a bed of burning embers. The injured are undergoing treatment at Bicholim Health Centre in Mapusa District Hospital and Goa Medical College and Hospital. The Chief Minister, Dr. Pramod Sawant, met the injured people at the Mapusa District Hospital. The state government initiated an emergency response immediately after the incident. All necessary medical arrangements have been made and the government is closely monitoring the condition of each patient. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives in the incident. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished speedy recovery for those injured.
इस इंसिडेंट्स के बारे में प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने मुझे आज सुबह सुबह ही फोन लगाया. इंसिडेंट्स की पूरी उन्होंने पूछताछ की, सपोर्ट देने की भी उन्होंने कहा, सेंटर से भी वो देने का कहा, लेकिन हम पूरी तरह से सभी के ट्रीटमेंट और बाकी व्यवस्था कर रहे हैं. जो इंसिडेंट हुआ है उसकी इंक्वायरी करने के लिए एसपी नॉर्थ और कलेक्टर बहुत उसकी एक्चुअल इंक्वायरी कर रहे हैं. सरकार के 3 दिन के कार्यक्रम हम रद्द कर रहे हैं.
President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the first national mediation conference in New Delhi today. Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, and Union Minister for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal will also address the conference. The event is being organized by Office of the Attorney General of India in association with the Ministry of Law and Justice. The National Sammelan on Community Radio will be held on the third day of the ongoing World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 in Mumbai today. The deliberations at the event will focus on the latest trends, policies and programs aimed at empowering individuals and enhancing their ability to engage more effectively with the local community. It also aims to provide a platform for community radio stations to connect, learn and share best practices. Meanwhile, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan will unveil a first-of-its-kind white paper titled India's Live Events, Economy, a Strategic Growth Imperative at the summit today. The white paper presents a comprehensive analysis of India's rapidly expanding live entertainment industry, highlighting emerging trends, growth trajectories and strategic recommendations for the sector's continued evolution. Voting is underway in Australia to elect members of the 48th Parliament of the country. Polling is taking place for all 150 seats in the House of Representatives and 40 of the 76 seats in the Senate. Voting began at around 3:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time and will continue till 1:30 this afternoon. People in Singapore are also casting their votes to elect the new Parliament of the country. The voting began this morning at 5:30 a.m. India Standard Time and will continue till 5:30 in the evening. Voting is taking place on 92 seats across 32 constituencies. And that is the end of this news bulletin.